This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do a little behavioral economics in this next block, specifically how and why we spend our money the way we spend our money, like Jordan was talking about. The University of Michigan's preliminary consumer sentiment numbers for June came out today. We're a little more confident in the economy than we were in May. Seems we're worried about inflation and the rising prices of things like cars and homes. So could that, and here's the thesis, could inflation and worries about it affect how consumers are consuming? We asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to find out.
Chuck Howard grew up in Canada and says last year he found himself confronted with one of those things that he's often studying. Oh, right. Now is where I tell you that Howard is a behavioral scientist. He teaches marketing at Texas A&M University. He's also a consumer, and he had to ask himself whether it made sense to take this job and move his family from Vancouver to a small town in Texas.
A big part of why we moved here was the simple quality of life. A dollar goes much further here than it does in a lot of other places.
What you'll pay for a house in Bryan, Texas is way less than in Vancouver. So more house for less money means more to spend elsewhere, right? But Jeremy Burke at the University of Southern California says we put things in what behavioral economists call mental accounts. And we also don't transfer savings from one to another.
No one thinks about how much I should spend on cereal in response to changes in gas prices, even though changes in gas prices affect our overall budget. We don't think about it in that way. We think about things very narrowly.
We also notice more when prices go up than when they go down. And Suzanne Hsu at Cornell says we also care about why they're going up.
As humans, we are very interested in all of the inputs. And if we know that the inputs have increased in price as well, or there's inventory or logistics problems, then we're much more accepting of the fact that the price of the item we're looking to buy is increasing.
She says it's when we can't pin down a reason that people start getting frustrated, and they may decide just not to buy something from a business they think is jacking up prices just because it can. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.